Harrelson County's legal representation, Carrollton-based attorney David Mecklen, telling WLBB Radio, Georgia law does not call for the suspension of an elected official indicted for felony by a grand jury unless the indictment relates to the individual's performance as a public official. Mecklen's explanation comes following a 31-count indictment issued against Harrelson County's interim commission chairman, Ronnie Ridley, on Friday, that accuses the local business owner of racketeering, tax evasion, and commercial gambling. Papers relating to the indictments do not suggest Ridley's alleged actions are related to his role as chairman, and his actions documented are alleged to have taken place before he was elected to serve as the county's District 3 commissioner. Ridley resigned from that role to run for chairman. He is the lone qualifier in that special election race set for March the 19th. Ridley was recently appointed as Harrelson County's interim chairman and is scheduled to be sworn in as full-time chairman after the special election. The case against Ridley is yet to be docketed, and a date set for arraignment will be done at a date to be determined. Attorney Mecklen said on Monday that the county will monitor the progress of the matter until it is resolved. Carroll County's District 4 Commissioner Michelle Morgan announcing Monday that she intends to qualify for the race to become the next county chairman. The seat becomes vacant with the resignation of Marty Smith, whose last official day on the job is Sunday. District Commissioner George Chambers will serve as interim chair until Carroll County's voters select a full-time chairman in late spring. Morgan was first elected District 4 Commissioner in 2014. She ran unopposed for a second term in 2018. For more on Morgan, visit the Newstalk1330.com website. Qualifying dates for the June 18th special election for county chairman are expected to be announced for middle to late April. A two-vehicle crash in Cleburne County Monday morning claims the life of a 27-year-old Heflin man. Alabama State Troopers say at approximately 6:35, Remington Clay Messer was traveling east on Highway 78 when the 2001 Chevrolet pickup he was driving collided with a 2015 Freightliner that was traveling east. The crash occurred 9 miles east of Heflin. Messer was pronounced dead at the scene. Messer is a 2011 graduate of Cleburne County High School. This incident is still under investigation. Well, a number of Bowdoin residents voicing concerns to city officials on Monday about youth from a local mental and behavioral rehabilitation center that are allegedly fleeing the facility in droves and committing crimes. Nearly 10 months ago, locals first alerted Bowdoin City Council about their concerns over the youth freely leaving the campus of Kids Peace. And since then, little has changed, according to the dozens of residents that spoke up again on Monday during the Bowdoin City Council meeting.
I live alone. My house, unfortunately, backs up to Kids Peace, right on the basketball court. There's been years that I could not go in my backyard for people making such ugly signs, calling me all kinds of names. I could not even go out my door. And now that I live alone, they are in my backyard. I have seen them. My chairs, my things that I have in my backyard are now being replaced in different places. Things have been broken, and I do tell you, I am terrified.
One resident alleged to have a count of the times that 911 was called to the Kids Peace facility, whether for a missing child, theft, or assault. That count was 136. One of the most recent events was shown in a police report at the meeting where children from Kids Peace were found in possession of a stolen vehicle. Another resident that voiced his concern said he was a former staff member of Kids Peace.
I can show you pictures where I was headbutted. I can show you where I was hurt several times just working there. And I knew what I signed up for. But if they can't contain the kids and keep them within the building, something's got to be done. You have to know what you're going into working in this place. And if it's going to be inside there, that's fine. But once it gets out, once, you know, I've got family in danger, once I've got friends in danger, that's not okay. And these children are a danger. Some of them are absolutely a danger.
City Manager Gary Bollock said that the city was in contact with Kids Peace, citing that they had installed more secure doors. Residents were unsatisfied, suggesting instead that more staff or a fence surrounding the facility was needed. Kids Peace officials in 2018 said they would not install a fence because it would make the youth feel like criminals. Executive Director of Kids Peace in Carroll County, Louis Shagawat, at that time saying there are criminal events that do occur in the community where some individuals automatically will blame Kids Peace kids. If they leave the building, we have strong protocols in place. We notify the authorities right away. A number of the complainants in attendance Monday speaking out about their concerns echoed a similar message that if someone trespassed on their property and threatened their lives, they would not hesitate to use deadly force. A new app designed to put middle school and high school athletes in touch with college athletes for workout sessions is using the West Georgia area as a testing site. UWG graduate and CEO and founder of Train Collegiate, Blake McLemore, joining WLBB's Community Voice program on Monday. Train Collegiate allows college athletes to earn money by training younger athletes while still following NCAA rules because the app never uses the athlete's, quote, likeness.
All the athletes on the app, because of the NCAA rules, have to be anonymous. So it's really viewed as this is them working for money, and it's not related to their performance on the athletic field.
McLemore also says that because the app is by appointment, athletes are allowed to work around their busy schedules. Train Collegiate can be found wherever apps are downloaded, and it offers instruction for all major sports. For more information about Train Collegiate, our interview is posted online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.